Today we're going to learn Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. We're up to the last three Amuds, the last Daf and a half of Maseches Megillah, but we are holding still on Daf Lamed Amud Beis at the Mishnah on Lamed Amud Beis. So we already discussed the Dalet Parshios. Now we move on to discuss not just the Dalet Parshios, but the various Kriyas HaTorahs for all the different Yom Tovim. But Pesach Karim BeParshas Ma'ado Shel Torahs Kohanim. On Pesach we read the Parsha about the different Yom Tovim in Sefer Vayikra. This is in Vayikra Perek Chav Beis. And Vayikra is always called Torahs Kohanim. So it talks about. So there is a section that talks about the Yom Tovim. That's what we read on Pesach. But Seres on Shavuos we read Shiva Shavuos. We read the Parsha of Shuva Shavuos, which is in Devarim Perek Tezvav, and it goes through all the laws of the Yom Tovim as well. So Barashana Barosh Bechodesh Hashvi Beachad Chodesh. On Rosh Hashanah we read again back in Vayikra Perek of Gimel about Rosh Hashanah. B'Yom Kippurim Achremos. In Yom Kippur we read Parsha Achremos which talks about the halachas of Yom Kippurim. B'Yom Tov Rishon Shalchah Korim BeParsha Madosh Shabtoros Kohanim. The first day of Sukkot, we read also the Parsha of the Moados in Vayikra, just like we do on Pesach. But all the other days of Sukkot, we read the section that deals with the Karbanos of the different days of Sukkot, which is in Bamidbar Perek Chav Tes, where we talk about the Karban Musaf for each and every day of Sukkot. But Chanukah, Benesiyim. On Chanukah, we read the Parsha that talks about the Kabbalahs that the Nesim would bring when they, at the Chanukah Samishkan, when they originally dedicated the Mishkan, and that's in Bamidbar Perek Zayin, because the reason we do that is because Chanukah is the Chanukah Samizbeach, so when we read about the Parshios of the Nesim who dedicated the Mishkan and the Mizbeach the first time. Bapurim Vayavo Amalek, on Purim, for obvious reasons, we read about Amalek, because Haman is from Amalek. Barashe Chadashim Varashe Chachechem, in Rosh Chodesh we read Uvarashe Chachechem, Bamidbar Perek Chav Ches, which again is also about Rosh Chodesh. B'ma'amados b'masa bereshis, on the Ma'amados days where the people would gather together, the Yisraelim would gather together to daven and to lain for the Karbanos to be accepted, they would read from Ma'asa bereshis, the story of the creation of the world. B'ta'anios, on fast days, Brachos uklalos, they would read the Tochacha, what we refer to as the Tocha and Parshas B'chukosai, all the brachos if we do the right things and the klalos if we do the wrong things. Ein mafsikin b'klalos, you're not allowed to stop in the middle when you're reading the klalos. Ela echad koreas kulan. Instead, you have one person read the entire one ola, get the aliyah for all of the klalos. So you don't have to stop in the middle and make a bracha right in the middle of the long list of curses that we suffer. Basheni b'chamishi, B'Shabbos B'Mincha, on Monday, Thursday, and by Shabbos at Mincha, Karin Kesidwan, we read that week's Parshas HaShavua, Veinol Min HaChesbon, but that doesn't count toward the what we normally need to do for the Kriyas HaTorah of the week, meaning even though we read it already at Mincha, we read the same Pesukim again on Monday, and the same Pesukim again on Thursday, and then the same Pesukim again, we start with the following Shabbos. We don't say, oh, I already read up until Sheni on Shabbos at Mincha, so why should I do it again? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is how we know that we're supposed to lain on Yom Tovim in general. Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael, Pasuk says, so we learn from there, mitzvasun shiu karun kol echad ve'echad bizmano, that the requirement is to lain each parsha in its right time, to read the themes, to learn about the halachos and the themes of each yantif in its right time. So I guess main point over here, main point number one, Daf Lamed Aleph, is the Mishnah lists the Kriyas HaTorahs for different days of the year. Fine. Mishnah lists Kriyas HaTorahs for different days of the year. So now the Gemara is going to quote a Braisa, which is going to teach us the different Kriyas HaTorahs for Yom Tovim that we didn't mention in the Mishnah. And we're going to see the Gemara is going to have a lot to say on different lines of this Braisa. So Tana Rabban, we have a Braisa. Pesach Korim B'Parshas Moados. On Pesach, we read from the Parsha of the Moados, just like the Mishnah said. Umaftirin B'Pesach Gilgal. Now we add something the Mishnah didn't say, that the Haftorah of Pesach is the part that talks about the Pesach of Gilgal. This is in Yoshua Parakeh, which talks about the first Karban Pesach that Klal Yisrael brought in Eretz Yisrael was on the Mizbeach in Gilgal right after they came into Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Haftarah of Pesach. But nowadays we live in Galus and we have 2 days of Pesach. We have 2 days of Yontif. Yeah, on the first days of Yontif, Yom Kama bePesach Gilgal. So on the first day we read the Haftarah of Pesach Gilgal, Ulamachar bePesach Yoshiyahu. And the next day we read the Haftarah from the Pesach of Yoshiyahu, which is in Malachim Beis. Parachav Gimel talks about the Korban Pesach that was brought during the times of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. And it's a very short parsha, so that's what we would read about that Korban Pesach in Navi. Ushar Yemos HaPesach, what about the rest of the days of Pesach? Malakit V'Kari Min Yonoshel Pesach. So we pick certain sections of the Torah, and we read about Pesach-related in Yonim. Maihi, so what does that mean? What Pesach-related in Yonim do we read? Samarav Papa, Mapu Simin. The way to remember it, the mnemonic device that you could use to remember what we read the rest of the days of Pesach, is Mapu, because for the 4 days of Chol HaMoed, we read first Mishchu, which is Shemos Perek Yud Beis, and then in Kesef Talva, right, the Mishchu, which is in Kesef Talva Esami, and then in Kesef Talva Esami, Shemos Perek of Beis, and that's the Aleph in the Mapu, Im Kesef. Then Psolacha in Shemos Perek Lamedalid, that's the Pei, and then Vayidaber in Bamidbar Perek Tes, that's the Vav. So that's the Mapu that we read throughout the days of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Pesach Korin Vayihi B'Shalach. On the last day of Pesach, we read Parshas B'Shalach, Maftir, meaning the story of Kriyas Yamsuf, because that's the anniversary of Kriyas Yamsuf is on the last day of Pesach. Umaftirin Vayidaber David, and the Haftarah is Vayidaber David from Shmuel Beis, Perichav Beis, that talks about the David HaMelech singing about being saved from all of his enemies and from King Shaul. So we do that just so because it corresponds to the Shiras Hayam that we sang at Kriyas Yamsuf. Ulamachar, and then the Achron Shel Pesach, we read Kol HaBechor, Umaftirin Oda. And the Haftarah is Odayom from Yeshayahu Perek Yud, which is about the Sancheriv and being destroyed, being defeated, and therefore Yerushalayim being saved. So Amar Abayi, Ve'idano Galma Lemikri, Meshach Tura Kadesh Bekaspa Psol Bamidbara Shalach Bukhra. He says the way to remember what our minhag is Meshach Tura. Draw forward the bull. Tura is a bull, so that's Mishchu is the Meshach. That's a reference to Meshach. So that's on the first day of Pesach, which is the day of the bull, the day we bring the Korban Pesach. Tura is the Sharu Kesev, and that's we read on the second day of Pesach. Kadesh is Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, that's on the third day of Pesach. Bikaspa is Im Kesef Talva, that's on the fourth day of Pesach. Psol is Psolcha, that's on the fifth day of Pesach. Bamidbara is Bamidbar Sinai, Bamidbar Paraktes, that's on the sixth day of Pesach. Shalach, which is Bishalach, is on the seventh day of Pesach. And Bukhra, Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, is on the eighth day of Pesach. That's or Kol HaBechor, rather. Kol HaBechor is on the eighth day of Pesach, is on Achron Shal Pesach. Ba'atzeres Shiva Shavuos, and on Shavuos, we read the Pesukim of Shiva Shavuos, Maftirin B'Chabakuk, and the Haftarah is in Chabakuk, Perek Beis. Achirim omrim b'chodesh ha-shlishi. Others say no, that on Shavuos we say b'chodesh ha-shlishi. That's the Kriyas HaTorah. Umaftirin b'merkava, and the Haftarah is the Ma'aseh Merkava in the first parak of Sefer Yecheskel. Talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne and all the stuff that went on around the throne of God. Nowadays that we have 2 days of Shavuos, so we do both of those things, one for one day, one for the other day, but we do it in the opposite order. On the first day we do what the second opinion says, what Acherim says, and then on the second day we do what the Tanakhama said. Rosh Hashanah b'chodesh Shvi, and Rosh Hashanah uri b'chodesh Shvi, umaftirin havein yakir li'Ephraim, and the Haftarah is havein yakir li'Ephraim from Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Aleph. and that's appropriate for Rosh Hashanah because it talks about Zichronos, it talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering. So we're trying to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember us in Rosh Hashanah, we have Zichronos. V'yesham, and some say, V'Hashem Pakad Asara, that in Rosh Hashanah we should read V'Hashem Pakad Asara, Hashem remembered Sara and made Sara pregnant. U'maftirin B'chana, and the Haftarah is about the story of Chana and how Chana had a baby. V'yin Adika Treyami, nowadays we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so Yamakama Ki Yeshomrim, the first day we do like the second opinion, like the Yeshomrim, and Lamachar, V'elokim Nisa Savra, Maftirin Haven Yakir. And then the second day we read Velkim Nisa Savram, a totally different opinion. We read about the Akedah and the Haftarah is Haven Yakir. The Haftarah is Haven Yakir, like the first opinion. B'yom HaKippurim Korin Achremos, the Mishnah said it, and the Brisa continues on Yom Kippur, we read Achremos, Umaftirin Kicho Amar Ram V'Nisa. And the Haftarah is Kicho Amar Ram V'Nisa, which is from Yishayo Perek Nun Zayin, because it talks all about Tshuva. Uva Mincha Korin Ba'arayos, and in Mincha in Yom Kippur we read about the Parsha of Arayos, Umaftirin the Yonah, and the maftir that we do is maftir Yonah. We read the entire sefer Yonah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Malkum Shatamotzik V'Rasu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Atamotzi An Vasnuso. That's an important concept. Let's highlight that as an important concept. Kol Malkum Shatamotzik V'Rasu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Atamotzi An Vasnuso. Wherever we find the strength, the might of Hashem, that's where we find His humility. That's where we find the Navi or the Torah will tell us about His humility. We find this concept in Torah, in Nevi'im, and in Ksuvim. Where do we find it in each of the three places? Kasba Torah, in the Torah it says, Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim V'Adonai Adonim, that Hashem is the God of all of everything and He's the master of all masters. Uksiv Basrei, and it says afterwards, Ose Mishpat Yasom V'Almana, that He also does justice for Yasomim and for Almanos. So you see that's His humility. Right after it tells us how He's the master of everything. You think normally a king, what is he going to get involved personally with Yasom and Almanos? He'll have some lieutenant take care of the needy and the unfortunate. No, God is an Anav. God is personally involved in the lives of the needy and unfortunate. Shonu ben Nevi'im, and we find that it's repeated in the Nevi'im as well, Ko'amar Ram V'Nisa Shochein Ad V'Kadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ram V'Nisa, He's exalted, He's mighty, He's high, He's Shochein Ad V'Kadosh, He resides forever and He's holy, Uksiv Basrei, and then right after it, Vezdak U'Shval Ruach, that he's of low spirit. So it talks about again just the sense of anivus. Mishulish b'ksuvmen, and then we find in ksuvim as well. The ksiv solu l'roche baravos b'kashimo, that praise Him. He rides on the highest shemayim and praise Him with His name with Hashem. Uksiv, so that's a very that's His godless. Uksiv basrei, and then afterwards says, Avi Yisomim, Vadayin Almanos, that He's the father of Yisomim, He's the judge of widows. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Korban Parshas Mados, Shabbatoros Kohanim, on the first day of Sukkot, we read the Parshas Mados that appears in Sefer Vayikra, Maftirin, Hine Yom Bal Hashem, and the Haftarah is Hine Yom Bal Hashem, which is from Zechariah Perek Yadalid, where Zechariah talks about a battle that's going to take place in Yerushalayim during the days of Mashiach. So, and in the middle of that, it speaks about the Yom Tov of Sukkot during the Yemos HaMashiach, so that's why we read it on Sukkot. But nowadays that we have 2 days of Yom Tov of Sukkot and Yom Tov Sheni, L'macha Mikra Hachanami Karinan. So on the next day we say the same exact laning, but Haftura Mai, what's the Haftorah the second day? Maftirin Vayikalu Al Melech Shlomo. The Haftorah is from Lachmal of Parches, where it talks about how they were mechanic the Beis Hamikdash during the days of Shlomo HaMelech. Okay, so let's main point number 2, I guess, over here is the Braisa lists all the haftaras for the special days and the Kriyas HaTorahs for Yom Tov Sheni's that the Mishnah didn't talk about. Kriyas HaTorah for Yom Tov Sheni, the Mishnah didn't talk about. And main point number 3, we find in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim that whenever we talk about the might of Hashem, we also talk about the anivus of Hashem, the humility of Hashem. Okay, weiter. The Mishnah said, "Shar kol yom zechag karon b'karbonos zechag." All the other days of Sukkot, we read about the karbonos of Sukkot. Yom tov achron karon kol b'char. On the last day, on Shmini Atzeres, we read kol b'char mitzvos v'chukim b'char. And the way we read it is the mitzvos and the chukim, and then then about the b'char. First, read Dvarim Perek Yudalid pasuk Chav Beis until Perek Tezvav pasuk Yud Ches, and then about the Bechor, which is the next thing in the Torah, because it has a lot of halachos in that parsha about Sukkos. Umaftirin vayihi kachalo Shlomo. And the haftarah is vayihi kachalo Shlomo when Shlomo Melch finishes the Beis Hamikdash. L'machar korin v'zos ha-bracha. And on Simchas Torah, what we call Simchas Torah, we read v'zos ha-bracha. Umaftirin vayamot Shlomo. And the haftarah is vayamot Shlomo, which is also Melach Malach Parachas, where it talks about Shlomo Melch's tefillah at the completion of the Beis Hamikdash. Amru v'namrav, hu'namrav, Shabbos chalios b'chol Shlomo Moed, bein b'pesach, bein b'sukos, mikra karinan re'eyata. On Shabbos Shlomo Moed, whether it's Shabbos Shlomo Moed Pesach, Shabbos Shlomo Moed Sukkos, read re'eyata, which is Shemos Perek Lamed Gimel. It talks about the halachos of Shabbos and the Aliyah L'Regel and Chol HaMoed. So that's what we should read in Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because it has so many of the themes for that Yom Tov, for that special day. It combines all the different themes. Afturei b'Pesach ha'atzomos ha'yveshos. On Pesach we read as the Haftorah the Nevuah of Yecheskel of the dry bones, how Yecheskel took the dry bones in the valley and brought them back to life. So and u'basukos b'yom bo gol. And on Sukkos the Haftorah is on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos is about the Melchamas Gog u'Magog, which is going to be the war at the end of the days that Yecheskel talks about. But Chanukah b'Nesiim, on Chanukah the Mishnah said we read from the Parsha of the Nesiim, u'maftirin b'Neros de Zecharia. The Haftorah is the Neros that Zecharia lit. This is in Zecharia Perek Beis, where it talks about Zecharia's vision before building the second Beis Hamikdash, and he saw a gold menorah that was similar to the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, and that was obviously the central piece of the Chanukah Neis, so that's why in Chanukah we would say such a Haftorah. Now, if there happen to be two Shabbos Chanukahs, so Kamaisa ben Eros de Zecharia, Vesraisa ben Eros Shlomo, so then the first Shabbos Chanukah with the Haftorah would be the Neros of Zecharia, the second Shabbos Chanukah, the Haftorah would be the Neros of Shlomo HaMelech. So the Haftorah would be from Malachim Parak Aleph, where it talks about the Kalim that Shlomo HaMelech made for the Beis HaMikdash, including 10 large menorahs that he had made to light up the entire Azara, the entire Chatzer of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, I guess we'll stop there, and we'll pick up with Lamed Aleph and Beis, starting from Bipurim Vayavar Amalek, Bezras Hashem, next time.